This is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey, a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
When are you going to get up there?
Get up where?
I went for an ultrasound yesterday. George, Jimmy, Donna, we're having...
Don't bring that up.
Did you really try to glue your hair back on your head?
Hey, call me crazy, call me irresponsible.
What a testimony.
Jimmy, come here. I changed the letters in your dad's name on the sign out front of the church. Now it says, Preaching This Sunday, Large Rag Boy. I had a couple letters left over, though.
I don't think you should be playing with this sign, Lawrence.
Sorry, Jimmy. I'm just bored. When's your dad gonna be done?
I don't know. It's been like this every Sunday since he's been filling in for the pastor. After the service, he has to talk to everyone about everything. We just have to wait.
Okay.
Well, hello there, Jimmy.
Oh, hi, Miss Jeffries.
Your father preached quite a good sermon today.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
When are you going to get up there?
Get up where?
In the pulpit to preach for us.
Oh, well, I don't think...
As a matter of fact, I heard somebody say just the other day that they thought you'd be a good preacher.
Who? Me?
Jimmy?
Sure. The best preachers always run in the family. Everybody thinks so.
Everybody?
About Jimmy?
Generation after generation dedicated to serving the Lord. What a testimony.
Yeah.
You have a good day now.
Sure, Miss Jeffries. You too. Did you hear that, Lawrence?
Yeah, you've got a fan club.
I mean, do you think I look like a preacher?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Really? Well, of course, you also think my mom looks like Natasha, the diabolical secretary for Destructo. A preacher.
Anyway, I was going to ask you. I thought maybe you could help me out. What was that? No, I couldn't hear you. Yeah, they've got planes flying over us now. They're being rerouted while they do construction on a runway. Yeah, I said they're doing construction on... Never mind. So you're going to be out of town? No, That's fine. That's fine. Have a good trip. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Who am I going to get to teach this Sunday school class?
George, if those planes come any closer, this baby's going to come out and teach it. Feel this, George. Feel how hard the baby's kicking.
I'm sorry, what?
The baby's talking to you. Wants you to stop those planes.
Oh, well, here, let me talk to the baby. Hello? Are you listening? This is your father speaking. Don't worry about the planes. They should be gone by the time you're born.
Oh, brother. Dad's talking to Mom's stomach again.
Also, now that I've got your attention, if you're born by that time, would you be willing to teach Mr. Grant's Sunday school class next week? Just think about it. You don't have to give me an answer right now.
You know, I'm sure the pastor feels very secure knowing that his substitute is trying to hand over a Sunday school class to an unborn child.
Hey, look, I'm desperate. I've called everyone I can think of. Can you think of anyone else, Mary?
Not really.
What class is it?
Mr. Grant's class.
Oh, yeah. Lawrence is in that class.
Yeah, I know. That's part of the problem. There's about 10 Lawrences in that class. Nobody wants to deal with them. Wait a minute. Jimmy, how about you?
How about me what?
Well, why don't you teach the class?
Me?
Sure. You'll be great. You know the Bible. You're good at speaking in front of people. You're good with kids. You're great with Lawrence.
Yeah, but I've never taught a Sunday school class before.
Oh, you're a natural.
You really think I'd be a good teacher?
Sure, I have no doubt about it at all. You'll be great.
Wow. Okay, thanks, Dad. I'll do it. Jeremiah 2, verse 14 to 16.
Hey, Jimmy, what you doing? What are all these books for?
I'm teaching your Sunday school class this week.
But it's only Monday. You're working on something that's not due for another 6 days?
Yes, Lawrence. It's called preparation.
Wow. These are really thick books.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? A concordance?
Concordance.
C- Concordance of the Bible. Are you going to make us read this?
No, Lawrence. I'm just using it to...
Cool! A code book!
No, it's not a...
Wait. Let me figure this out. I'm great at these things.
It's a Greek New Testament, Lawrence.
Oh. Greek? You know how to read this?
Well, no, but there's some English stuff in the front.
Jimmy, did you borrow my headphones? I can't find them.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, Lawrence. Well, did you?
No, I haven't seen them.
Hey, that was a great story your dad told about you in church.
Don't remind me.
Did you really try to glue your hair back on your head when you didn't like your haircut?
I was 5 years old.
Mom took a picture of it. It's downstairs. You want to see it?
All right.
Don't you dare, Jimmy. I can't believe Dad told that story in a sermon.
Are you kidding me? The crowd loved it. That's all they were talking about after church.
Yeah, I know. I gotta talk to Dad about that. I don't want him telling stories about me in his sermons anymore.
Oh, come on, Donna. Nobody cares what you did when you were 5 years old. They're just funny stories.
But they're embarrassing.
Look, all the great preachers use their kids in sermon illustrations.
Oh, yeah? How do you know?
Oh, well, I was reading this book about it. See?
The Secrets of the Great Preachers.
Yeah. They do it when they first start out, then eventually use other kinds of stories. You just gotta be patient.
Well, I hope you're right, but I wish he'd cut it out soon. I won't be able to show my face in school.
Don't worry about it, Donna.
Well, if you see my headphones, let me know.
Yeah.
Bye, Donna.
Okay, back to my lesson.
Hey, that was neat.
What?
What you just told Donna. It was good. You sounded almost like, well, your dad.
I did?
So, do you have to do this now? I'm bored. What do you want to do? Jimmy.
Huh?
What do you want to do?
Well, I think I want to be a preacher.
Hey, Donna. Can I sit here?
Sure, Jack.
Thanks. Hey, your presentation in English today was great.
Oh, thanks. Yours was good, too.
I haven't done mine yet.
Oh, that's right.
So what's up with Jimmy?
Why? What's he doing?
Well, look at him over there. He's wearing a tie. Is he running for student council or something?
Oh, I don't know. Well, he's been acting so weird lately. You know what he did at breakfast this morning? Well, he blessed me.
He what?
He blessed me. I handed him the milk and he said, "Bless you, Donna."
Did you sneeze?
No.
You guys crack me up. What a weird family.
Well, it's because of Jimmy. Well, he's always been weird. I'm normal.
Well, maybe now, but you didn't sound all that normal Sunday night when your dad told that story about you in church.
Don't bring that up.
I mean, asking your parents for a private phone line is not a normal thing for a 6-year-old to do.
I don't want to talk about it.
It was a great story.
Everybody in the whole church turned around and looked at me.
Don't worry about it. You were 6 years old.
That's what Jimmy said. But at this rate, everybody's going to think I was a juvenile delinquent.
Well, for a juvenile delinquent, you turned out fine.
Thanks.
I mean, at least you're not in jail or anything.
Maybe I should be. It'll give Dad some sermon illustrations.
Hey, Donna.
What?
Hey, don't get so testy. I just want to ask you a question.
I'm sorry. It's just these planes. They're so loud I can't concentrate. I've been working on the same problem for a half hour.
Oh. Well, can I still ask my question?
Go ahead.
Well, you see, I'm doing this lesson tomorrow, and I can't find something. Where's that verse in the Bible that talks about the guy who wouldn't forgive the other guy and the first guy wouldn't forgive the third guy?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? Go ask Dad.
Because I want to do this Sunday school lesson on my own. You know, without Dad's help.
Well, I don't know. So you need to ask somebody else.
All right. Oh, and can I borrow your markers?
For what?
My transparencies.
You're doing transparencies for your Sunday school lesson?
Yeah. I'm going to write out a timeline of Roman history, you know, to give him some background.
What's your lesson about?
The Good Samaritan.
You're getting really weird.
Thank you. By the way, as an illustration, I'm going to tell that story about when you were 8 and you made brownies and the whole family had to get their stomachs pumped.
Oh, no, you're not.
See ya.
Come back here.
Bye-bye. and set up an independent republic. And throughout the period of the republic, warfare was almost continuous. Rome became the master of central Italy, then it took over Greece, Asia Minor, and several others. If you look at page 14 of the workbook that I prepared for you, go ahead and turn there. Well, you don't have to. Anyway, if you were looking at page 14, you'd see a topographical map showing the early stages of Roman Empire. Let me quote from this book, The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, pages 18 to 22. What? Oh, okay. I'm being signaled that we're out of time. So, that was the lesson of the Good Samaritan. Sorry we didn't get to the actual story. Are there any questions? Yes, Lawrence?
Will Mr. Grant be back next week?
Yes, he will. Any more questions? Lawrence?
So, you're not going to teach anymore?
No.
Ever?
Well, I don't know about ever.
But if you do teach again, will we know a week ahead of time?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that's all.
All right, you guys are dismissed.
Hey, Jimmy?
Yeah, Lawrence?
Remember when you said you wanted to be a preacher?
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
It's difficult to find time to be with God. This is true, frankly, because it's so natural for us as humans to leave him out of things. We get busy with
our affairs, our jobs, our families. Please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me.
Donna.
In the first place. This reminds me of something my daughter Donna did a few weeks ago. It was
no.
One of those moments when I wasn't sure if I really knew my child anymore. We were getting ready to go to my son Jimmy's awards banquet. He was getting a certificate for being a member of the yearbook committee. We all packed up, and I started to go upstairs to say goodbye to Donna when she came downstairs all dressed up. She wanted to go to the banquet. I told her she didn't have to go. I knew she had already planned to go to a party thrown by one of her friends, but she told me that she wanted to support her brother. When we got there, I quickly figured out that supporting her brother wasn't her only motivation. It was, of course, a boy.
Oh, no.
And she proceeded to stare at this boy throughout the entire program.
Oh, no.
Is it Donna?
This is about Jack.
Stealing a glass from another
I hope
person.
He's not here.
What are we willing to give up in order to be with our Lord?
I can't look. He's not here. Tell me he's not here.
Donna, don't worry about it. Your dad didn't use any names. He could have been talking about anyone.
It would just make me feel a lot better if Jack didn't hear it at all.
Donna!
Jack! Hi! Good to see you.
Excuse me, I need to go talk to George.
Oh, sure, Mom. That was my mom.
Yeah, I know your mom.
Oh, of course you do. Yeah.
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 Good sermon.
Oh, it was.
Your dad's pretty funny.
Well, sometimes he is.
I noticed he told another story about you.
Yeah, he did.
It's funny, you know, I was at that banquet, the one your dad was talking about.
Were you?
I talked to you, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yep, that was quite a story.
Well, look, I need to go.
Oh, sure.
I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Or tonight, right? I'll be here tonight.
Oh, good. Well, I'll be looking at you. I mean, I'll be looking for you.
Right. I'll see ya.
Bye. Dad?
I've got to get lunch ready. Why don't you guys get out of your church clothes and help me get the table ready?
I want to eat in my room.
What?
I don't feel like eating at all.
Boy, what a day. Great service, beautiful, sunny day. Hey, call me crazy, call me irresponsible, but why don't we have a barbecue? It'll be fun.
I'd be too afraid I would get sauce on my face and the whole world would find out about it tonight.
I don't feel like having fun.
Huh?
I'm going to my room.
Yeah, me too.
No, wait a minute. What was that all about?
I don't think they had the day that you did.
I guess not.
I think I know what's eating Donna.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll find out what's eating Jimmy.
Why don't we split up, meet back here later?
Good idea.
Donna?
Yeah?
Can I come in?
Sure.
So, what happened with Jack?
He knows.
Sorry. Donna, your dad never meant to hurt you.
Well, then why does he keep doing it?
Well, family stories are fun. People like them.
Well, I don't.
I'm sure if you talk to him, he'll understand. Just tell him that you don't feel comfortable with him telling so many stories about you.
He should already know that.
Well, he's been a little sidetracked with things lately. He may not have picked up on it. But he'll stop if you want him to. But, you know, you need to be understanding as well. Your father's going through a lot of changes. He's still very nervous at the pulpit. I caught him going out the door this morning wearing his tie around an undershirt.
We should tell that story.
He probably will. Oh, Donna, he wants to do well at this. And you know why I think he tells so many stories about you?
Why?
Because he adores you. He's comfortable telling stories about his family. It's what he knows best. Being your dad is his favorite part of being a preacher. Of life.
Are you sick? You don't have a fever, do you?
Nah, I'm all right. Just kind of tired. You go ahead and have the barbecue.
Uh-huh. You know, I didn't have a chance to ask you, but how did Sunday school go?
Awful. I was boring.
So that's why you're upset.
Sort of. I'm just confused, that's all.
Confused about what?
Well, I'm not sure what God wants anymore. I think he may have changed his mind.
Changed his mind about what?
Well, I was sure that he wanted me to be a preacher. I mean, all the signs led to it. Miss Jeffrey said something about it. Then you asked me to do Sunday school. Then Lawrence. Remember when you told us about you becoming a pastor?
Uh-huh.
You said that you felt called to do it. Well, I thought I felt that too.
Listen, Jimmy, just because things didn't work out for you today doesn't mean that you're not called to do it. You're still very young. God may have plans for you that you wouldn't even dream about now. But I want to ask you something.
Yeah?
Do you really want to be a preacher?
No.
Then why did you think you should be a preacher?
Well, actually, I never really thought about it until Miss Jeffrey said she thought I should be one. I mean, everybody in the church wants me to follow in your footsteps.
Where did you get that idea?
That's what she said. But it's true, isn't it? There's a lot of people who expect me to do that.
Nobody said anything to me about it. But that's not the point, Jimmy. If you're called by God, then he's the one you should respond to, not Miss Jeffries or anyone else. I mean, by all means, get counsel and advice, but don't confuse God's call with people's expectations. You understand?
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Listen, come out back in about 5 minutes. I need to talk to your mother, then I want the whole family together. I'm going to try out tonight's sermon on everybody while I get the barbecue ready. I think we often underestimate God's desire for our honesty. He wants to see us as we really are, in our weaknesses, in our failures, even in our anger toward him. Which makes me think of my kids.
Oh boy, here we go.
Kids? You mean I'm in this one too?
Yes, my kids. When I first told them that I was going into the ministry, they weren't too fond of the idea.
Amen. Just kidding, Dad.
Donna and Jimmy had visions of being missionaries to Africa and handing out tracts to penguins in Antarctica. No, they let me know how they felt, and I was very grateful. And I always am grateful when they open up and let me see what they're really feeling. Donna, I'm not going to say this in my sermon, but I did want to tell you that I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. And from now on, I promise that if I'm going to use you in a story, I'll ask your permission first. But I do want you to feel free to tell me if I say anything that hurts you, okay?
Okay, Dad.
All right. Well, on with the sermon. I always want my kids to feel comfortable, to be completely honest with me, because that's one way I can get closer to them, to know them personally, intimately. And I think that's exactly what God wants from his children. Well, that's it. What do you think?
Great sermon, Dad.
Yeah, I think that was your best yet.
I agree.
Well, thank you.
And you can use that story about us tonight in your sermon.
Okay, I will. Well, that's the end of the service.
Do you want me to take up an offering?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary, Jimmy. Anybody else want to say anything?
Well, I guess I have something to say.
All right, Mary, go ahead.
I was looking for the right time to mention this, and since we're all together, I guess I'll say it now. I went for an ultrasound yesterday, and I couldn't resist when the doctor asked me...
Asked you what?
If our baby's a boy or a girl.
You're kidding.
Tell us.
So, you want to know what it is?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, if you insist. George, Jimmy, Donna, we're having...
What? What was that? I missed it.
Oh, I guess we'll have to wait to hear what the Barclays are having.
You know, in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, Isaiah the prophet tells the people of Israel, "If you go the wrong way, to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you. It will say, 'This is the right way. You should go this way.'" Sometimes we make it hard on ourselves when we're trying to find out what God wants us to do. For Jimmy, it was hard because he was doing what he thought other people wanted and not necessarily what God wanted. When we try to learn God's will for our lives, we need to read our Bibles, pray, and talk to people we trust. But we shouldn't let other people's expectations steer us away from what God wants us to do. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Call for Reverend Jimmy was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Mark Drury, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.